Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Uncut, after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
03 44 499 1000. It is too hot. It's too hot. It's so hot. It's too hot. It's too hot. I've been so hot. It's so hot. Isn't it so hot? Jeez, it's too hot. This weekend was so hot. And today. It's too hot. And it's just too hot. It is. It's just too hot, man. So hot this weekend, right? So hot, isn't it? It's just too hot. So hot. It's too hot. It's so hot. So hot, man. Isn't it? It's too hot. Isn't it? It's too hot. Honestly, this weekend and today, it is so hot. Make it stop, please. It's too hot. The window's open, it's too hot. The doors are open, it's too hot. Cold drink is too hot. It's so hot. So hot. Flipping heck, man. It's too hot. So hot, man. In bed! It's just too hot! In bed! In my pants! It's too hot, man! So hot! It's just... Do you know? It's so, so hot, man. This weekend, right, it's too hot. Today, it's too hot. Tomorrow, it's going to be too hot. Oh, it's so hot. The living room is hot. Kitchen is hot. The garden is too hot. The bed, man, is so hot. Honestly, I'm not exaggerating. So flipping hot. So hot, man. Ken's in Newcastle. Hey, Ken.
Good evening, Ian, and thank you for allowing me to speak.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Ken. Are we going to have a conversation, or are you going to call me the answer? Well, you've interrupted. I've not finished the sentence. Are we going to have a conversation, or are you going to call me the Antichrist and hang up?
I will have a conversation with you, if that's okay.
Isn't it hot?
Listen, Ian.
Well, that was a conversation opener. You just brushed it past.
This is not hot. It is warm.
It's not as hot as hell.
I lived in Australia for 4 years and worked there as a bricklayer, 30, 35 degrees working outside, Ian, and that is hot.
Oh, but I've been... No. I've been hotter. Let's measure thermometers. I've been hotter. I've cleaned up litter in the Pakistani desert. And that was hotter than being a bricklayer in Australia.
Well, picking up litter is not heavy work. Laying bricks and blocks is heavy work.
You don't know what the litter was.
Well,
and it was in a desert. It was the Pakistani desert. It's hotter than Australia.
I would guess so. But maybe not the centre of Australia, Ian.
Correct.
In the middle of Australia,
correct.
It is extremely hot.
Correct. Correct.
Now, I know a man right now who is actually tormented in a flame, and he's crying out right now.
God, well, go and pee on him and put him out.
Do you know, it's recorded for our learning.
Yes.
That in hell, there is torment and flame.
Okay.
And I don't want you to go there because...
I won't go there, Ken, because it's a fictional place from your made-up book.
It is certainly not fictional.
Let me ask you a question.
Jesus.
Let me ask...
Jesus did not speak fiction, Ian.
Okay. Right, you said that. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Because we know that you were a football player, and we know that you were a heavy drinker, and then you converted to Christianity.
Wonderful, by the grace of God.
And God bless him. Bless you.
Pardon me.
You're welcome.
Pardon
me. No, you're bless you. But here's the question, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was your rock bottom? What did you do? You must have done something. You must have, because you're running. You're running from a dark shadow, a dark. Let me finish.
Yeah.
You give the impression of a man who is running from something very, very dark that they did in their life, possibly under the influence of alcohol. We don't know. But mm-hmm. I think you've done something very,
Ian,
very
let me
dark.
Tell you,
what was it? What was it? What did you do?
I have committed so many sins in my life.
Not the poxy ones, like nicking a CD or flicking the V's. What was the big one? Did you do a moida?
You asked me a question.
Yeah.
I have never broken the law. Before I was converted, I was living happily married with two houses, two cars, wonderful family, working as a bricklayer.
Why did you have two houses?
But in my heart, I was totally empty.
Why did you have two houses?
Pardon?
Why did you have two houses? What was the second house for?
I rented one, and we rented one, and we lived in one.
Okay, I got
in
you.
In Canada.
Yeah.
We rented a house in Burlington.
Yep.
And we lived in a place north of Toronto.
Yep.
But the reason I became a Christian, Ian, was that I was empty inside. There was just an aching.
I think you did something.
Did, let me tell you, I'm answering your question. This is important.
No, it's not. I think you. No, it is. I know. But I think you did something. I think you've got a deep, dark secret, and that you hope that by if you pray enough, that you will be forgiven for that thing that you did.
Ian, all my sins are forgiven because I believe in Jesus, that he died for me. That's why I'm forgiven, because I love him. He died for my sins, and he died for your sins, and he loves you just the same as he loves me.
Okay, nice one, Ken. Thanks very much.
Ian.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Thanks a lot. It's good news, but delivered with kind of a dark sneer.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The wild man of late night radio.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Let's try Ricardo. Good evening, Ricardo.
Oh, hi, Ian.
Hello, Ricardo. You sound surprised to be talking to me, yet you phoned us, didn't you?
Yeah, I've been on hold for a while.
Okay. Would you like to go back on hold?
No.
Okay. Let's go to Simon. Good evening, Simon.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Simon.
Couple of things. Are we allowed to talk about the elephant in the room
nope.
at the moment?
Nope.
No, all right. You know what I'm going to say then.
No, don't say it.
No, all right.
Thank
can
you.
Can I play a game of Mallet with someone?
Okay, let's get Gatford.
Yeah.
Right, it's time for Mallet Game. Mallet's Mallet, you've got the word association. I say a word, you've got to say a word, look at each other and go, blah.
Blah.
Look at the audience go, blah.
Blah.
Right, Simon, you go first. Cheese.
Edam.
Gouda.
Cheese board.
Ham.
Crackers.
Bacon.
Hang on, stop. How'd you get bacon from crackers?
Actually, what
you said. Right, so that's one to Simon. Okay, Gatford. Right, Mark is saying, bloody hell, Ian, pick Skype up. I picked Skype up and you weren't ready. Mute your stream and then I'll pick it up in a minute, Mark.
Mark.
Shut up. Gatford?
Yes.
Drone.
Fly.
Wing.
McCartney.
Linda.
Lusardi.
Stripping off at 60.
Right.
Oh, come
incorrect.
On.
Incorrect. It's one word, but he's right. Page 3 legend, Linda Lusardi strips at 60, front page of The Sun. Deciding round, because you two are really getting on my nerves. Simon, you go first.
Okay.
Button.
Mushroom.
Chestnut.
Horse. Braces.
These all sound like euphemisms for a penis. What did you say, Gatford?
Braces.
Braces? Where'd you get that from, a horse?
They have braces on, don't they?
No, mate. Braces? They don't wear trousers!
Oh, and the winner! In your face, Gatford!
Go on, I want you to bully him.
Gatford, you're crap at Mallet's Mallet. You're just not good at Mallet's Mallet. Yes. Don't even think about going up against me with Mallet's Mallet.
Keep going, man, keep going!
Can I play Alan Caddick next?
No! Keep bullying him!
What, Gatford? What's the matter with your foot, man? Where's your toes gone, man?
Keep doing it!
Yeah, man!
I've got nine good ones.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah, fair play. All right, Simon, thanks for the call. Gatford, what did you want, mate?
Well, I just wondered, would you rather kill 50 different listeners or kill me 50 different ways?
Must be 50 ways to kill a Gatford. Mm-hmm. Step on the gas, Jack. Stab him in the eye, sigh. Drown him in wee, Steve. 50 different listeners, but thanks so much for your call. By the way, you're staying alive. This guy looks like fun. Good evening, Ricardo.
Ian, how are you?
I am well. How are you now that you've been on the naughty step?
I know, I've been on the naughty step for a little bit. I do apologise. But anyway, how are we doing?
We've had that conversation. Let's move on.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Okay, thanks for calling. Let's go to Mark, who's calling in on Skype. This should be a good call. Hello, Mark.
Must be 50 ways to get
mute your stream.
I can't see it.
Mute your stream.
50 different listeners.
That's better. Now, what would you like to say? Hello? He's muted his whole computer, so he... Mark! Right, Mark, how would I rate the quality of that call? One star. The caller was an idiot. Afraid, Mark, you're losing. All right, how do I unfriend him? He's getting unfriended. Delete contact. Yep, delete, mate. You're deleted as a contact. You're not in my contacts list anymore, Mark. So don't F with me. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Tonight's phone in is famous people that you know just by one name, like Elvis Presley, obviously Elvis, Sonia, Madonna. So we'll take call straight to her on that one. So just phone up and just say the name, then hang up, please. 0344 499 1000. Let's just sit and wait, and we'll take some calls straight to air on famous people who you know by one name only. We've already given you some examples. It's Mark again. Yes, Mark.
Ian, it's Circus Charlie.
What does that even mean? And he's hung up. Right, OK, he's a dick. So, call straight to air. People, famous people that you know of with one name. I've given you three examples. Elvis Presley, Sonia, and Madonna. So let's see if we can get some more, and this will be a fun phone-in. 0344 499 1000. Let's just wait and see. So this is going to be a really fun... I'll write them down. And this will be fun. Okay, so we'll start the fun now. There you go. Let's go to line one. Line one. Yes, yes.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
No, just say the name, then hang up.
What?
Okay, right. No, okay. This is fun. Hello, line two.
Hello.
Just say the name and then hang up.
Oliver. Oh, what?
Okay. That's a musical. But do you know what? I'll allow that. But I'll allow it as Oliver! Exclamation mark. Let's try this one. Hello, line three.
Hello. Just going to say Bono and Sting.
Oh, yes, man! Bono and Sting. Okay, let's try line four. Yes, line four.
Biggins.
I'm not allowing Biggins because that's... I don't know if I made it clear, but it's first names only now. Line five.
Hello?
Just say the name, then...
Chico.
Who?
Chico.
Chico, yeah, we'll have that. Of course we will. Of course we will. No question about that. This is fun. We're having fun. I'm having fun. You're having fun? It's fun, isn't it? So, the names we have so far. Oliver, Bono, Sting and Chico. Okay, let's carry on. Nope, they've just hung up there. Let's try. Okay, here we go. Here's a call. Yes, line six. Just say the name and then hang up, please.
Spider-Man.
Right, you're an idiot. Line three, yes.
Malcolm X.
Okay, you're banned, so don't stop calling in from withheld numbers. Don't like you. Okay, here we go. Here's come. Yes, line one.
Macha.
I don't. No, it's got to be a first name.
Macha.
Yeah, no, it's got to be a first name.
Praddy.
Praddy. Pathetic. Yes, line two.
Ricardo.
No, who is that?
Ricardo.
I've never heard of him.
What, Ricardo's a name?
Yeah, but it's got to be the name of a famous person.
Well, Ricardo.
Try again. Yes, line two.
Sure.
Yes, man! He got it! He put the phone down! This is fun! Yeah, fun! Yes, line three.
Hi, Ian. Liam.
Who's... What? The pig farmer? She's gone. I'm going to put down Leon the pig farmer. Line four. Line four. That's you.
Fabian.
Yes, man! Line five.
Bungle.
Yes, man! We got it! Line six. This is fun.
Hello?
Yes?
Oh, friends.
Sir? Huh? I didn't get that. Line six.
Morrissey and Gambi.
Bambi?
Gambi.
Bambi.
Morrissey.
Bambi. I can put Bambi down because Bambi was the first name. I'd maybe... No, it's got to be first names. Line seven.
Beyonce.
Who? Did he say Quincy? I put Quincy down. This is fun, man. We're having fun, yeah? Line three.
Jedward.
I'm putting that down. Line six.
Gaza.
Line seven.
India.
Right, you're an idiot. Well, that was fun. Don't call in on that anymore. The list... Oh, we've got one more. Here we go. Yes, yes, you're the last caller on this.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah! Yeah, man! Jesus, that's given me a new lease of life. We'll carry on. Line two.
Mike's dicking.
Oh, right. Obscene. So, well, that was fun. Don't phone in for that anymore. If you get a phone in, you'll be answered. So the list of... you can take those. The list of celebrities we've got that are known by their first name are Elvis Presley, Sonia, Madonna, Oliver, Bono, Sting, Chico, Cher, Leon the Pig Farmer, Fabian, Bungle, Bambi, Quincy, Jesus, and Mike's... Oh, no, that one. Jesus was the last one. That was fun. And we all have fun. To calm down a bit, here are some adverts.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
03444991000, the late night alternative, weeknights from 10, with me, Ian Lee. Catherine's off this week and next week, and then I'm off for a week and she's hosting the show. You can listen on DAB, you can download the app, or you can go to talkradio.co.uk. And regular listeners will know that Nigel from Maidstone's mum's not been very well, and, well, sadly, she passed away at the weekend. Nigel's on the line now. You all right, Nigel?
Yeah, not too bad. Hi, Ian. All right, not too bad. A bit okay. Confused at the moment.
It is confusing, isn't it,
yeah,
when someone passes?
Yeah, it is confused. I don't know how, if I'm going to be able to afford the funeral cost at the moment, but someone's helping me, a vicar's helping me sort it out to get the cheapest cost of the funeral.
Yeah, they are very...
Well, the service mainly might cost quite a lot, the service.
Yeah, they're expensive things, aren't they?
But if it was a double grave and it was paid for 25 years ago, then that shouldn't be. I shouldn't have to pay for that, should I?
I wouldn't have thought so. I wouldn't have thought you'd have to pay for the burial pitch slot, but the coffin
ground,
and the service.
The ground was paid for at the time. You know, the piece of ground.
Yeah. Well, then that should be covered. But the coffin and the service can be expensive. But there are cheaper options. So don't panic. There are cheaper options.
No, they're going to help me anyway. I've got lots, but it's a slow process because yeah, as you know, they haven't even taken it to the mortuary yet. So
there's no rush, man. There's no rush. So
it's all a bit confusing, really.
Have you got any adults around you that can help?
No, yes. Some of the neighbours have been helping with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you lean on them as much as you need to, because I'm sure they'd be very happy to help.
My brother's family wouldn't come and see me even for that.
No. Have they been told?
Yes, I've been talking to my brother's wife, and they're not coming to the funeral or anything.
Are they not?
No, they never saw my mum for 25 years.
Oh, man.
It's awful, and she's done nothing to hurt them.
Families are tough, aren't they?
I know.
Really
tough. I said to mum not so long ago that my brother's never going to see us before we die, and look what's happened.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I could be the next one, and he wouldn't see me, would he?
Who's there for you, Nigel?
Well, I made a video of Mum on Wednesday where she's saying hello to the people on Facebook, and she said she loves me on the camera, and it's so upsetting to look at it, but at least she's there. I've got some of her.
Roger has told me that video of you singing the Miley Cyrus song has had about 4,500 views.
Oh, that's great.
That's great, isn't
it? Right, yeah, a lot more than I thought.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm still getting them now, probably.
Yeah. It'll keep going up. Keeps going up.
I've just told Lindsay Lohan about my mum's death, so maybe I'll get a response from her. She's quite a nice actress.
You never. I'd be surprised because she's very busy, but you never know.
Well, you never know, no. I found a video last night, actually, of Mum's birthday last year, 22nd of October,
last year,
22nd of October. And it's a nice video of where she's dressed up, and I just videoed the whole of her. She didn't want to be filmed, but I needed to do it.
Can I ask? I'm sorry to interrupt. What's going to happen to you next? Are you staying in that house? Or?
Well, I want to stay in the house. I still want to live here, and she wants me to look after all the stuff, she said. All the stuff here is mine.
And can you afford to pay the bills?
Well, I will be able to pay. I am paying the other bills okay. She only had an extra £100 of her money anyway.
Right.
So what is it?
Is it a council place?
Yeah.
So there's rent.
I can get... someone told me you can get benefit an extra benefit to help with the rent or something. I'm not.
Well, I suggest you go and talk to the Citizens Advice Bureau.
Well, no. Someone from the council's coming to see me on Thursday.
Beautiful. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, to sort it all out.
You'll get a reduction in council tax.
Pardon?
You'll get a reduction in council tax.
Yeah, I should be able to manage it on the money. Because I'm on invalidity pension.
Okay, well...
Because I take tablets from the doctor that I can't work, you know, I do a full-time job. Because of the tablets I'm on... I've got two hip replacements for a start.
Oh.
So I can't be on me. I can't stand on my feet too long. I can ride a bike, but yeah. I can't walk very far.
No.
Because I've got weak legs, metal in both legs,
Metal Mickey. Don't stand too near a magnet, Nigel. No. You'll be buggered.
I've got one hip and then the other, so I've got both. But so that's why the doctor signed me off, from work. But I'm taking antidepressants as well.
Yeah. Well, Nigel, listen, I don't know
I've
a lot.
I've done very well to visit her for 7 weeks.
You've done brilliantly. You should be very proud of yourself. I'm sure she's very proud of you.
And I know Mum is... around me, and I feel as if she's around me, and she gave me her wedding ring as well.
You did say that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that she got a lovely ring she gave me, which I'll cherish for the rest of my life. And
would you like to sing a song for her?
Yeah, I'll try if I can muster it.
You give it your best shot.
I'll give it a shot in a minute. I just feel so down with it all, Okay, I did get someone did suggest to do this song "Smile" because it's fitting for tribute to Mum. Ian.
Yeah, I'm listening.
So here we go. I'll do this song in that. Yeah, I won't get interrupted. Well,
I'm not going to interrupt you. No.
It's quite short. I'll try and do. I'll start now then.
Okay.
God bless my mum Audrey, which I miss very much. This is a song for Audrey Reader, my mum. Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your tears and sorrow, smile, it may be tomorrow. You'll see the sun come shining through. For you just light up your face with gladness, hide any trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll see the sun come shining through if you just smile. Thank you. It was hard to do in the situation.
I bet it was, mate.
Yes. I'm sorry.
You got nothing to
say. I do miss it so now.
Of course you do, Nigel.
Yeah, and I don't know how I'm going to get round it, but I'm trying.
You will.
And what she said to me on the video, that she's trying to get better, which really upset me.
Yeah.
You know, she was trying to get better, but she couldn't make it.
But she knows that you were there for her, Nigel, and that's important.
She knew, she was looking at me.
Yeah.
Very tired.
She knows. You did a good job, man. You did a good job. You should be very proud of yourself.
Sorry. I'll say goodnight in here. I'm going to try and have a cup of tea. I've done the washing up already.
Good.
I always do it after. Good. Before I do. I'm doing more than what Mum did for me.
You're a good man. All right, Nigel. We'll speak again in the week.
I just hope I can afford to pay the rent and everything. It's just worrying with all the bills, isn't it?
It is worrying. Sure you speak to the council and listen to them.
Okay, thank you, Ian.
All right, Nigel.
And I'll talk to you later on in the week, maybe Friday.
You give us a call any time. I'm here every night.
Maybe Thursday even, perhaps.
Whenever. Yeah. I look forward to speaking to
you. Or Wednesday.
Or Tuesday.
No, not...
You give us a call any time and when
I feel in the mood. Okay.
All right,
I'm going to try and get back to maybe do a gig tomorrow. some busking somewhere. You know, if I can get...
If you feel up to it, yeah.
If I can do that, it will be a good thing, really.
Okay.
And well, to take my mind off it, you know.
You sleep well, fella.
So, I'm so tired after washing up.
Yeah, I bet.
Because I've never washed up so much in my life, but... Well, Mum used to like doing things, you know. She didn't like to be lazy. She always enjoyed what she did.
Yeah.
And the gardening and everything. Okay, bye-bye for now, Ian.
Speak to you soon. Take care, Nigel.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Ian. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Uncut after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.